This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's now 7 after the hour. Coming up to it on the DJV program, Doug Steffen with his clear voice and clear head. Jennifer Horn's clear voice and clear head. I'm not saying we're clairvoyant, although I think sometimes Victoria is. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here with all of our hands on deck, focusing, I think, first on, in this hour anyway, the person that got the sentencing in the attack on the Capitol back in January. She's a grandmother from Indiana.
Scary insurrectionist, huh?
Yeah.
Well, she's a grandmother at the age of 49, so, like, that's
weird.
She's
a grandmother.
If you look at her, she doesn't look like a threatening insurrectionist as their
hair salon, right?
Right.
All right. So how many people are actually on trial, ladies? She's got
500 and something.
Really? Going to jail. She's got community service, and she's got to pay a fine. Basically.
She got probation for 3 years, yeah. Mm-hmm. But she wasn't one of the ones, she didn't do anything violent, and she didn't destroy any property. That's why she got the three.
Because it was probably the easiest in the way the court system is linked. But, you know, the messaging on this is that the hundreds and thousands of people went in and ruined the Capitol. The truth is, the first wave are the ones that we should really be concerned about. They're the ones who broke in and damaged property. The rest were people who were told by the Capitol Police to go inside and not harm anything.
Well, we've got here locally, there are two police officers being investigated because they apparently went down and participated in this thing.
Because for many people, they just went to a rally. And then, yes. I mean, not everybody that went and was there, even in front of the Capitol, was there to be an insurrectionist. Again, there was a group, and, you know, it was a small group, really, people who went in. One of them got shot and killed by police officers, and still the cop's name is being withheld, which is not what usually happens anymore.
What, the one who shot him or the one who died?
The cop who shot the woman, Ashley Babbitt.
Isn't that for that cop's safety, though?
Yeah, but that was exactly the argument that people made during the summer with any police-involved shooting, is that they're protected. But people go bananas when officers are protected, so the names always come out about the officers, except now. So why the double standard, I think, is the question. But, you know, if it weren't for double standards, there probably would be no standards at this point. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. So we have a group of people who went in who should be focused on, but instead everybody who was even at the Trump rally and not, because remember the Trump rally and the Capitol rally were like a mile difference. I mean, over a mile apart. Mm. And people who were just attending
that rally.
Well,
everybody thinks about them as the same, though, because the news media didn't do a good job discerning.
Yeah. No, because the news media is out to tell people that all Trump supporters wanted to break into the government and hang Nancy Pelosi, which is just simply not the case. So because of that bad reporting, people think it was one big rally. Well, people who just went to Trump's rally and then who went to lunch afterwards, people that I know, people that are like professional people, have had their houses tossed by the FBI looking for things. And you know what they take out? They take out like a Trump bumper sticker that says Trump 2020 on it. I mean, are you kidding? This is what we're doing? This is a good use of law enforcement's time or the FBI's time?
No, it is not, frankly. All right, here's the story of a lady named India Walton. Do you know who she is?
Mm-mm.
She's from California. She is running for the mayor in, is it Calthin? I don't know how to pronounce it. Cautherin? Anybody know? No. Okay, well, anyway.
No.
She's running for mayor, and she's a socialist, became a mum when she was 14. Oh, man, what a story this is. The reason I bring it up is because there are so many strange, and I say that in quotation marks, not to have it judgmental, different sorts who are running for office this year. Some major positions in major cities going to women, and I've noticed on one of the news channels last night as I was zoning off, had a focus on all the women who are running for mayor and other positions, but mostly mayor, around the country, and people criticizing them because they have a family. But they don't do that for men, so why should they do it for women, I guess? I mean, I'm looking at some of these people. I wouldn't vote for them, but it has nothing to do with being a woman. I just don't like... I mean, there are more and more of these wild-eyed socialists that are just, like Newsom. They're nuts. But they're getting the attention because they're like AOC. They make a lot of noise. People say, yeah, I agree, so I'm going to vote for you. And so here it goes. But it's just very interesting. The issue here isn't who's running. It's the attitude that people have toward women who are running, which is much different than the attitude they have toward men who are running. Maybe that's part of this. Yeah, that's the way it is, right? There still is a lot. The game on for women isn't really the game on yet. There still is a lot of prejudice, a lot of just people say, oh, I'm going to vote for her. She's a woman. Right, really? Congratulations, you figured that out. It's silly. Okay, so the CDC says that there is a likely association, ladies, between a rare heart inflammation and COVID vaccines. So, rare, does that mean it's going to get played out? People are going to say, oh, I'm not going to get a shot because I don't want to have heart disease. This is not, I would like to get Ken.
Well, I think it seems to be specific to younger people, to people that are younger getting the vaccine. And mm-hmm. So this is part of the thing that I don't understand. I don't understand why people are pushing so hard the vaccine on young people. Because the virus is not necessarily affecting young people at all. And if it does, it affects them with minor symptoms. But the truth is that because we set these stupid arbitrary numbers, like having everybody vaccinated by 70%, we're already at a point where with natural immunity and people who have had the vaccine, we're already close to herd immunity, but that doesn't match the number goals that the federal government, that the Biden administration set, that some local governments set. So what are they doing? They said the next likely group of people that we can go after is the parents who got vaccinated will surely want to get their kids vaccinated, which will help our numbers.
But the numbers of cases of younger people being hospitalized are way on the rise. That's why they went down to this next category of younger people, because that's the biggest group of who's being hospitalized right now.
But so it's also the biggest group of who's being hospitalized with the vaccine. So what's worse? Are they getting out of the hospital? Are they,
no, unvaccinated. Those are
the biggest group of people right now who are having the side effects are vaccinated young people.
Separate. But I'm right. But that's separate. But also the thing though, this is very rare, and that's something that every cardiologist who's been studying this, now the CDC made it official. It is extremely rare, and essentially after the first shot, men under 30 are the largest proportion of these cases. And then they've said that in most cases, though, the condition self-resolves, and then they're able to get the second shot. If it doesn't resolve, then they're recommending now that they don't get the second shot until the condition has cleared up and is treated.
Someone told me I had heart inflammation. You better believe I wouldn't be getting the second shot. I mean,
well, you had COVID, so you did have heart inflammation, most likely.
Yeah,
that's what the virus does.
But it's not self-induced. Yeah. You know, that's the thing. It's like you're going out and choosing it. I mean...
So here's the question about Pfizer and Moderna and their vaccines, whether they're safe for teenagers or not. There are 323 confirmed cases of heart inflammation, to get to the specifics of the concern. 26 million people in that age group have had shots. So do you not get it? Are these 323 people victims and they're part of, okay, well, you know what, that's life down on the farm. How would you don't know. You're never going to know whether you're vulnerable to this problem until after you've had the shot.
Until you are, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. And in league with this, we're on KMMS out in Bozeman, Montana. Somebody sent me a note about the fact that the school system there, this is pretty unusual, I was surprised to see this, considering forced mask wearing as they head into fall. The school year begins in August there. Apparently, they decided that they're not going to require masks in school. But if you're on a school bus, you got to wear a mask. I wonder if that's going to be the way it is around the rest of the country. And
what's the difference?
I don't know. I don't.
I don't get it.
It's probably part of, well, we won't, because parents don't want them to wear them, and the kids don't want to wear them. You know, the kids are going around ripping the masks off of other kids, that kind of stuff. And... making fun of kids that are wearing masks, that sort of thing. So, you know, on the bus, this is a compromise. It sounds like some educator's got his finger stuck in his ear.
Okay, compromise. But it's the same argument. Is COVID more prevalent on a school bus than it is in a classroom? You're sitting with the same group of people.
Right.
You know, I mean, this is when people lose their mind about, you know, I'm using air quotes here, following the science. The science doesn't make any sense because it's some doofus sitting in a school office, a school board office, that goes, oh, I think this is a good idea. I mean, I don't know.
There's no common sense. That's, I think, the bottom line.
Well, there's no honesty. It's like, oh, we're gonna do this because of science. No, you're doing this because of control. You're doing this because you want to remind people that you're still in control. We get it. It's the same thing Governor Newsom is doing in California, keeping his executive privilege, making arbitrary rules. It's the same thing, just to remind you that if you get out of line, he's coming back with more executive authority to compromise your freedom. It's crazy.
Gonna come get you. Trending today, Britney Spears seeking release from her father's control in court. That's part of the DJV download. We also have a conversation about Kobe Bryant's wife settling that wrongful death lawsuit against the helicopter company. And we talk about the fake body parts. Who is the person playing Pamela Anderson? I forget what that
actress. Lily James.
That's it, right. They're apparently very good. The Texas governor vetoes
yes,
a bill.
They are.
How do you know that for sure?
We saw pictures, and it's an engineering marvel.
Man.
How do you know if you don't feel them? I guess that would be the question.
It's a prosthetic. It's a whole bodysuit. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. You would think it would look bulky. It does not look bulky.
No. Okay, good to know. Thank you. Anyway, the podcast available every day, the download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
All right, so I want to say happy birthday to Catherine Miller Morgan Harris, who turned 104 years old yesterday. She was in the hospital on a ventilator. Everybody thought she was going to die, but she didn't. So congratulations to her, 104 years old. Ooh-ah. Imagine
happy
what
birthday.
Life would be like. Yeah, that's kind of cool. 21 after the hour here on the Evercool DJV program.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour now, Doug with Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay Kirshner with the trending items for those of you who are on Twitter, especially social media. A lot of buzz on what's going on with Britney Spears. That seems to continue. And now a lot of people are weighing in, Jay, including Justin Timberlake. What did he have to say?
Yeah, her ex-boyfriend, they were together from the late 90s, like 98 to 2002, and he chimed in saying no one should ever be held against their will or ever have to ask permission to access everything they've worked so hard for. He even added, regardless of her past, good and bad, and no matter how long ago it was, what's happening to her just is not right. And
I think I like what he said was, we should all be supporting Britney after what we saw today. That was pretty poignant, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And he also added, no woman should ever be restricted from making decisions about her own body regarding her forced IUD that she can't have removed.
So what's going to come out of this? We got a lot of people. You got posts you want to, you're welcome to share them with us, whoever it is. But then what's the outtake here? What's going to happen? What this overwhelming information, do you have to have proof? Or does we just go by what she says, the judge? What's he going to do? What's he faced with? What is his decision, or what are his possibilities? She. What is the judge?
Yeah, female judge, okay. Yeah.
What? Yeah. So what are her alternatives? What is she?
Well, right now, nothing, because Britney still has to file a petition to end the conservatorship. So as of right now, there's another hearing in July that Britney will not be present for, but that's just going to be more about who's in charge of her finances and things like that. She wants her father removed from the conservatorship. That's number one.
Her father
and
should be removed from the human race.
Yeah, so in July, hopefully that will happen, and the judge will okay that. There's a woman, Jody Montgomery, right now, who is in charge of the finances. So Britney had basically requested that Jody be in charge of everything. In the meantime, so she's also now going to be petitioning to end the entire conservatorship. I don't know how long that takes, but...
How is it about it again? Wasn't this judge that appointed her father in the first place, was it?
Well, he asked, and you know what you would think, here's the thing, if somebody's having a difficult time and is having a break, and their father comes in and says, you know, we think that she's having a hard time, and it's safer if I'm in charge of these things, a judge is going to say that's probably the best option, because your father and your family should have your best interest at heart, right, rather than an outside source. I mean, that's what is the normal thinking. What's appalling is that all of these things that she's claiming are being done to her by her dad. Now, the one thing I thought was going to be might be problematic for her if she is going to hold tight to this is that she said she will do no more mental or physical health evaluations. And she said that during her testimony. yesterday when she was addressing the court. That's going to be a problem, because if she's going to break her conservatorship, I think there's obviously that's going to be a huge component of it, is proving herself healthy. Now, I know it sucks and she shouldn't have to do that, but that's kind of the process. And if she's not ready or willing to undertake that, then I don't see this ending for her.
But she had also mentioned that as a pre-existing situation, she doesn't want to do the three therapy sessions a week. She wants to do one therapy
right.
session a week. She even acknowledged she still needs therapy. It is very helpful, but once a week. And she just doesn't want to be evaluated as somebody with pre-existing symptoms when, mm-hmm. you know, it was all forced upon her, especially with them changing medications on her, adding lithium. She wants to be reevaluated, but evaluated like it's a first time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's going to have to be evaluated, I'm sure.
Man, put yourself, though, in that position. Can any of you, whether you're listening to the program or the three of you, Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, can you put yourself in that position?
She's a prisoner in her own
imagine?
Home.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. And she said to the judge, you know, like, I just want to be able to have my boyfriend, like, drive me somewhere. She can't even get in the car with Sam.
Who is the boyfriend, by the way? Anybody know this
Sam
guy?
Sam Asghari. Yeah, he's an actor. He's a kind of up-and-coming actor. He's got some bit parts on things. He's on the Showtime show Black Monday right now.
How'd
but,
they meet?
He was in one of her videos. He was cast as an actor in her video.
All right. Okay, that's the Brittany story, 28, at least in part, 28 past the hour. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Power your passions for less during Dell's exceptional Black Friday in July event. Enjoy up to $400 off high-performance Dell XPS laptops and desktops, along with next-level Alienware systems, all powered by Intel Core processors. Shop special prices on stunning Dell monitors, top brand electronics and accessories, plus enjoy free shipping on everything. Don't forget to ask for Intel when you call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Sadness and misery, I don't feel either of these. I'm in a good mood.
Okay.
Hey, man, what's wrong?
Well, it just didn't sound very bluesy.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Okay, well, let's try it again.
Smile on my face.
Nope, that's still happy.
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden hosted German Chancellor Angela Merkel at the White House. He talked about the likely agenda for the joint futures forum that's being set up.
We need to make sure that the rules of the road governing the use of emerging technologies advance freedom, not authoritarianism and repression. And we need to promote a sustainable and inclusive economic recovery that enhances the prosperity and opportunities for all.
Merkel mentioned through an interpreter the heavy flooding that's killed at least 60 people in her country and in Belgium.
My heart goes out to all of those who in this catastrophes lost their loved ones or who are still worrying about the fate of people still missing.
Dozens of people are still missing after heavy rains in Western Europe caused heavy flooding. There's also flooding in Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and northern France. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The former ambassador to the UN is speaking out about the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan. USA's Lance Pry reports.
Former South Carolina governor and United Nations ambassador Nikki Haley on Fox News says America's withdrawal from Afghanistan was done poorly.
One issue is the withdrawal. The other issue is how it was done. The idea that the base left in the, you know, in the dark of night and just suddenly disappeared was a terrible sign for our enemies and for our allies. And, you know, what we want is we don't want thousands of people on the ground in Afghanistan, but we need a presence, an intelligence presence. You know, in Syria, we had a presence, not a lot of people, but Russia and Iran didn't mess with us. They let us know what was going on all the time because they knew we were watching. You have now taken every ounce of our eyes and ears off what's happening. Taliban's taken over 85%. And what that now means is we now have to be careful at home because we don't know what the terrorists are doing abroad.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The European Union Court of Justice ruled that private employers can prohibit headscarves if it's part of a comprehensive ban on all religious and political symbols in relation to a policy on neutrality. The decision, part of a case brought by two Muslim women working in Germany, reaffirmed a similar decision in 2017. Critics say the rules are discriminatory and target those practicing Islam. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's 34 after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Victoria is among the missing, as was I for a while, having encountered the attack of the salmonella bugs and eating bad tuna fish. I don't usually eat tuna fish at all because I don't like the idea of mercury in it, but I had a can and I was, Daisy likes it and I think it's good for tuna fish to a point. So
she didn't have it, did she?
She didn't. I got it and... And she didn't, so she's fine, and I'm not, so I'm okay, but it's not a comfortable feeling. And it also felt a little bit like a summer virus, if you will, having nothing to do with the COVID virus. It's just a virus that goes around sometimes, but I have a really strong immune system, and I'm thankful for that. But I will tell you something, what I've learned in the last 24 hours about COVID, the Delta variant, shakes me to my boots. Ken Kronos will be here live later on in this half hour to talk about what he knows regarding Delta and COVID, the update. So we have a couple of other things, Jennifer and Jay, floating around. These seven children who are in the ICU, as a matter of fact, two of them are on life support in Mississippi battling the COVID. So what's the scoop on that? Seven, yeah. Are they all related? They went to the same school? I guess that's probably a question that people will have, but there's a lot of people.
I want to dig around on something. Did I tell you what I learned yesterday or the day before, actually? Someone that I talked to that has been doing a lot of research on COVID and, you know, not a doctor. I want to make it really clear. I'm just throwing this out there.
You did say something about some of this, yeah.
Yeah, about the MMR vaccine.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm very curious to know if the, because these kids would be a great test group. Did all of them, were all of them unvaccinated? Was that the direction that they were going in? Did they have the MMR vaccine? Or what was going on with them? Because, yeah, having them all in the hospital at the same time would be a great test group for this theory that, if you missed it, that the MMR vaccine was believed very early on to be protecting children from the COVID-19 virus. You know, people shake their head about why, you know, if kids are somehow immune, more immune than adults, or if there's something else going on. But this COVID-19 case outbreak is on the rise in Mississippi, 7 children in ICU, 2 are on a ventilator. That's due to the surge in cases of the Delta variant from COVID-19, according to the state health officials. The Mississippi Department of Health reported that over 1 million residents, or 47% of the population, had been fully vaccinated, but 6% of eligible 12 to 15-year-olds had received both doses at this point. Mm-hmm. Pretty much all of them, they say, are the Delta variant, according to the health director. But, you know, again, it's hard to know how they know that, what the connection is in this, or if these kids are connected at all. The way it seems they're not, but that maybe the Delta variant is more, well, we know it's more contagious than regular COVID-19.
That's what Ken's going to tell us.
Yeah.
Ken, so the question might be, Jay, to get people thinking about this, have you changed your mind about getting a shot, I was going to say a flu shot, getting a COVID shot, given the latest information about Delta, the Delta variant, who it's approaching, who it's hurting, who's getting it. Let's see if people are changing their minds slowly. I think that this is the, at this point, the only safe bet for me in my thinking is to have the shots. I just don't think.
Well, I hate to jump all over that theory too, but there are a lot of people who are getting sick with the shot now.
Ken will explain that too. Mm-hmm. It depends on which. Apparently, the Pfizer is the most effective. And then you said MMR. I was thinking MMR, RNA, DNA.
So it's the measles, mumps, right. I don't know if I mentioned it or not yesterday. But
rubella. Measles, mumps, and rubella. Those were the old.
Yeah, but that vaccine, because most children get that vaccine early on, because it's found more heavily in the system of young people,
right.
that was actually what was helping prevent the young kids early, you know, the last time around from getting COVID-19. And my friend was even saying that some people were looking to get it into older people who had more, pre-existing conditions and that sort of thing. But then it got shut down and the story got kind of buried. And you wonder if that's Big Pharma's hand at play or what, because like hydroxychloroquine, the MMR vaccine's already available. It's cheap. Like hydroxychloroquine, it costs 3 cents a pill. So it wasn't worth promoting.
So, and you wonder whether or not all this stuff is part of a conspiracy. Those of us who have become so sadistical with our understanding of what I think about the information that we get. But 2 in 5 people, according to the stats, who've died from COVID overall had diabetes. So there we have that connection to being overweight and watching your weight. 1 in 5 people with COVID need hospital care at the moment. Let's see, the heart, this new Delta variant is tough on your heart, apparently, looking at some of that. So it's just not anything to fool around with. I saw a story of this guy, Blake Bargaze. Did you see him, the story? He didn't have any pre-existing conditions, no medical conditions, nothing. But because he didn't get the shot, he got a really bad case of it. He had to have a double lung transplant it looks like he's about 24. Yeah, he's 24 years old. He's hospitalized and has been in the hospital since April. He just says, I think I was the dumbest guy around. I skipped getting the COVID shot, and look what happened to me. So, you know, there are all kinds of ways of looking at this and all kinds of stories. What do you believe? At this point, I believe Ken. I understand where Jack's point of view is and a lot of other people, but I just think that this, we're now playing with fire. And we have and back to my holding the Chinese government, the Chinese need to be held accountable for this, and I think we're pretty slow coming to the plate with that. Meanwhile, the CDC says drug overdose deaths have hit a record.
And no one even talked about them last year. It was
almost 100,000 people.
Yep.
have died because in the last year because of drug overdoses. And that's getting, you know, it's back to the drug business and, you know, the things that were legal that have been prescribed that people take and look at the trouble that they get into.
Well, and I think we also need to explore the isolation of the past year, too. I mean, there were a lot of people who drank a lot more, who probably used a lot more drugs. They were locked in. They were locked down. People were depressed. Absolutely. So, you know, as much as I think everybody wants to tick away at both problems, we seem to only focus on one last year, and that was a problem. You know, that obviously it was the one that was in charge, that was, you know, at the top of the list because it was new and presenting us an issue. But gosh, all those people who were ignored for all that time.
Here's
can't
the
even
story.
Get to a doctor. You know, you couldn't even go see a psychiatrist.
No, you couldn't go see anybody. Actually, as far as I'm concerned, that was the outrage. The society shouldn't be shut down. How do you do mass mandates? I don't know. Education is part of it, and we shut the education system down. We've just done, it seems to me, we made all the right mistakes, and we've made the situation much worse for ourselves as a country and as an international community, more or less kowtowing, you know, fallen into that business that is obvious the Chinese government wanted us to fall into. Here's a former host from E, Kat Sadler. I don't know who she is, but you probably do, right, ladies?
I know now. Yeah. I hadn't heard of Kat Sadler before, but I definitely know now.
She got COVID.
She was one of the ones we talked about just now, the ones that are people who are fully vaccinated, but they still get COVID-19. And, again, it's not a great way to sell a vaccine, I don't think. I mean, it makes it better, but if you're going out and getting vaccinated, you want to get
Well, it's not 100%
right?
effective. There's nobody that says they're 100% effective against the virus by any stretch of the imagination. It's not.
She says she has the Delta variant and that it's relentless and highly contagious and grabbed a hold of her even though she was getting vaccinated. She said she contracted it while caring for unvaccinated people who are sick with it despite wearing a mask in their presence. So it also shakes the mask rule about whether or not that works. Here she is vaccinated and masked and still sick.
And she was saying her symptoms are pretty intense, but when you look at them, they look like a cold, or they look like allergies, and it makes you wonder how many people are walking around thinking they have severe allergies, and it's not, or they think they have COVID, and it's not. She's dealing with head throbbing, extreme congestion. She said some weird pus coming out of the eye, serious fatigue, no energy, hard to leave the bed.
So, under the circumstances, as we continue,
hard to leave bed, serious fatigue?
Hello.
We all have it.
Hey,
I know.
I'm thinking about what has gone on in cities around the country, city life. For example, Los Angeles, where Jennifer is, New York City, some of the bigger cities, especially coastal cities, and how life has changed. I'd be interested if Victoria here would pursue this a little bit more with her, how the question of the exodus, if you will, from cities into the suburbs and even smaller towns in the Midwest has changed the demographics of our country. The people who like to be in the city life is something that not everybody, I wouldn't like to live in a city. I love being in Santa Monica when I'm there in the wintertime, but I don't want to live there all the time. And I don't, you know, I don't, that's not my deal. Fortunately, I found what I'm comfortable with on the farm, even though it's not a really rural setting. It's a suburban town with rural aspects, little narrow, windy roads and that kind of stuff. But anyway, I guess I'm looking back at this past year and a half and thinking another thought about what COVID has done, the business about urban life in America, and are we suspicious now about it because people are so close together, the density is what people moved away from. At least that's what they seem to have said in various polls. Why did you move out of New York? Why did you move out of Washington? Why did you move out of Baltimore? Why did you move out of, you name the city? And the idea is that they think that they can get away from the virus because the virus is something that mutates and kills city people and the congestion, you know, all of the stuff that happens and we know how close it is. You walk down any main street in New York City, it's probably the best example of it, and there are people on top of people on top of people on top of people. But so what is it doing to the election? What will it do to the elections? I mean, just think about the input. It's just really pretty damned amazing how in a year and a half this whole thing has made a mess out of everything. And again, we're not holding the Chinese government responsible for it. It's very disturbing.
Answer really got quiet on that front again, too. I don't even think people are talking about it.
What, the Chinese government?
Again, yes.
Yeah, they ought to be. Trending today at DJV's download, djvdownload.com or djvshow.com. We talk about Britney Spears as a new lawyer, gone to court. Well, you must have talked about that this morning earlier, did you, ladies? What happened with the court appearance yesterday of Britney? Or is that in the trending box and we should save it for later on? Or is it something that we ought to spread out here a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, the judge said that she gets to hire her own lawyer. And Brittany acknowledged that she wants to sue her father for conservatorship abuse.
Good.
So
that's a good
a big step in the right direction.
Yep. Also on the download video of Justin Bieber yelling at his wife, but taken out of context, we all thought that. Then let's see here. Child star Olivia Rodrigo has been hired by the president to promote COVID vaccinations in young people. Talk about that becoming it's a focus. Age is important as to how you decide whether you want to get the shot or not. Now it looks like everybody ought to get one, or close to everybody. So check out our daily podcast, if you will. If you don't hear everything and you want to hear most of our thinking on serious issues, you get that in the download, djvshow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Mike, I understand you need the part.
Carly's Car Shop demands more engine fixing horsepower. They need to floor it to find their staff some backup.
We need to finish up that coupe today. It cannot be here for another 2 weeks.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This notice is to all timeshare owners who don't need or want their timeshares anymore. Call us now, and we'll legally help you get out of your timeshare contract forever. Thousands of owners who are now not using them cancel their timeshare contract every day. Now it's your turn. If you're tired of paying your monthly timeshare maintenance fees, call us. Our legal team will fight for you so you can stop paying for a timeshare you don't want and save your money. If you've tried on your own or with another company to cancel your timeshare, don't give up. At the Timeshare Helpline, we can help you get out of your timeshare contract forever and never make a payment again. How great would that be? Call the Timeshare Defense Attorneys right now for immediate help.
800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Three after the hour now, time to ask Dr. Ken and Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is here from his clinic in Mondura, Florida, with a focus in this question and answer period on COVID and what's going on. I'm just looking at stats around the country, Ken. COVID cases, for example, here in Massachusetts, 79 people have died this week, 303 are hospitalized after they had the vaccine. So I know you and I talked about this in several different forms over the last couple of days. The Delta variant sounds like it's something that is really not what we thought it was going to be. Is that safe to say?
That is very safe to say. You know, Doug, in starting the end of May, the beginning of June, throughout the entire month of June, I thought we had left COVID. I had been going to social functions that were indoor without a mask, and I was just as happy and as excited as can be. I thought we had our lives back.
Mm-hmm.
Something started right around July 4th and later. Everything's changed. So what you thought you know about COVID-19 has changed. It's the Delta variant. This is a much more contagious variant, about 225% more contagious. And it's also more virulent, more deadly. It affects people of all ages, not just the elderly, but infants to grandma and grandpa. And it has different kinds of symptoms. It usually presents with cold-like symptoms, nasal congestion, nasal stuffiness, sore throat, and headache. It can have stomach pains, loss of appetite, vomiting, nausea, joint pain, and hearing loss. But it usually has this runny and stuffy nose, sore throat, and headache. Original COVID has more like a fever, a persistent cough, and loss of taste or smell. It can have some of these symptoms, but it's not as usual.
Where did it come from? How did this develop?
It came originally from India. Viruses do have a tendency to develop variants to survive better. And COVID-19, unlike some of the other viruses that have been around recently, COVID-19 is very good at making variants, and it is making variants. And until we all get vaccinated and there's no home for the virus, it's going to make variants. It's a race to get vaccinated or to get variants. So this is going to affect those who are unvaccinated in a horrible way. And I've been getting calls from patients who have been unvaccinated, tell me that they've never felt worse in their life. Mm-hmm. I have had a few that were traveling over July 4th, came back. The people that they were with had it. As soon as they got home, everyone in the house immediately got it. And now they feel as bad as they ever have in their life.
Well, we were just talking about Massachusetts, where I am. Now down in Florida, I see some Miami-Dade residents who were fully vaccinated have gotten infected with the COVID. So what is this called? Even if you're telling us to get vaccinated, but people are going to ask, why do I get vaccinated? Even if I get vaccinated, I'm going to get this.
Well, you absolutely get vaccinated because you'll get breakthrough case, but it'll be much less strong. It'll be a mild case. The so-called, what you're describing is called breakthrough case. The breakthrough case for the Delta variant, those who have been vaccinated, most of them have been mild cases. The people who have not had mild cases, and I've had one of my patients, are people who are immunosuppressed. So they're on medications to suppress their immune system. For example, they have rheumatoid arthritis, or they've gotten an organ transplant, and then they get a breakthrough. These people are going to get worse breakthrough symptoms, but had they not gotten the vaccine, they wouldn't have survived the variant. Mm-hmm. I had one patient with rheumatoid arthritis who's got moderately ill, had the vaccine, and had this person not been vaccinated, she wouldn't be alive right now. So there's still plenty of good reason, and most people who get vaccinated won't have any symptoms. The symptoms of breakthrough are usually like a cold, a runny nose, a headache, a sore throat. That's what you'll see. It's usually mild if you've been vaccinated.
All right. So is this a statement that makes sense? The Delta variant is more contagious. It does not appear to be more severe. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
It is more severe. It's more virulent. It's more deadly. And it's more contagious. It's much, much more contagious.
So there's a lot of confusion then about this, isn't there? When you get right down to brass tacks, lots of confusion.
Absolutely. It's all brand new. People are going to discover this in the next few weeks in a big way. If you're not vaccinated, it's going to tear a path right through you.
All right. There's Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Ask Dr. Ken, answers about the Delta variant. Here,
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.